Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. This is Apostle the Watchman, Apostle Amica, and this is Deliverance by Faith Radio Service. And we're praising God. We're blessed to have another week, another day, another time to be with you in the study of the Word. The Lord is teaching me how to be faithful to what He has called me to. No matter what other people are saying or doing, I must learn to be faithful to what God has called me to do. And that is to be a watchman and to warn and to tell the people about what God is saying, what the Bible is saying, and what time it is. We're honoring the Lord. Thank you, God, for allowing me. We celebrated last Wednesday night. We weren't on. We celebrated another year of my birthday, and my wife and family blessed me and fed me good and did all kind of beautiful things for me, and I appreciate them. Thank God for you, Lady Ann. I don't hear you. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Hope everybody is doing well on this evening. Thanking God for another day, another week, all the way up to this time. And as Apostle said, thank God for blessing him to see and enjoy another birthday. And I always put that on people's cards when I'm giving, that God would bless them to see. And after they see that, they enjoy their birthday. And so I just thank and praise God, just allowing him to, you know, be here to see another year. And just thanking God for his goodness and his mercy and how he takes us to and fro and keep us in all our ways. Just thanking God for each and every one of you that may be listening on tonight. We're looking forward to a good time in the Word on tonight.
Yeah. I was saying to myself and to my family, it almost for a minute looked like we didn't celebrate or see another birthday because of the surgery. The heart surgery that I experienced in December, and it was just that vital, that critical. I could have been here, or I could not have been here. My aunt, she right in the middle of that, she passed, and so yes, I'm thanking God for sparing my life for another year. That the Lord has allowed me. As I was saying earlier, I'm learning to be faithful to what God is calling me, saying to me, and being faithful to what He has called me to be faithful in. And, you know, I guess some people say, that's all you talk about. But this is what the Lord has assigned for me. And regardless to if this is all I talk about, I must be faithful. I must please God. I'm learning not to please man, because there's nothing you can do to please man. They'll be pleased with you one day. As long as you doing what they want you to do, they'll be pleased with you. And when you stop, you fired. Uh-oh. She got it. I'm making reference to the White House. You know, as long as you do what pleases me, you got a job. As soon as you go against what pleases me, you're fired. And we'll fill your spot with somebody else. And this is not the way we do God, because we want to please God. We're we're committed to pleasing him and doing what pleases him, because he is God. I wanna please God. I wanna please God.
Amen.
Okay. I hope you get your papers and your pencils and your Bibles and call a friend, call a neighbor, call an enemy. Tell them that Deliverance by Faith is on. The Watchman Apostle Stephen Amaker and Lady A is on, and we're going to be looking at the Word and giving you scriptures. Most of what we say will be scripturally oriented. We don't want to speak of our own. We don't want to say nothing of our own. I don't want you to say, oh, she's just making that up. No, I want to show you in the scripture what the scripture says. And then you can go back and read and meditate and study and learn for yourself what the scriptures say about issues, about things, about the second coming, the return of Jesus Christ. Because I guess there's quite a few people don't believe he's coming back. And so then I got a question. I want you to think about this while we go into our lesson for tonight. What day, hear me good, what day does sin take off?
What now?
What day does sin take off? Oh. You know, everybody has a day off.
Uh-huh.
And I want to know what day does, don't answer it now. Let's put that in the front of our mind and think about it for a while, and then we'll come back and answer it. What day does sin take off?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. We'll start our scripture reading. Let's go to Micah. M-I-C-A-H. Micah, Old Testament prophet. Look it up. Third chapter. Let's start at the first verse.
Micah 3:1. And I said, hear I pray you, O head of Jacob, and ye princes of the house of Israel. Is it not for you to know the judgment?
Is it not for you to know judgment? What God, if it's not for, who is it? Because what I'm trying to say is God don't hide it. He's not hiding anything from us in the Word. It's plain, it's out there, you can see it. And a lot of people, which we're going to see in a few minutes, a lot of people, they try to change the Word. But it's not going to work. Read.
Who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them and their flesh from off their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them, and they break their bones and chop them in pieces as for the pot and as flesh within the charter.
You got people, and Lady A and I was watching a video the other day she ran across, and you have churches treating people like they're cattle, meat, not the value of a soul, but like if something, hey, you know, animals don't have a soul. So you kill them, they're dead. And this is how church, we come to see, church is doing people the same way.
Mm-hmm.
What first?
Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill in their doing.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. When you should have been doing people and God right, there's going to come a day that you're going to need him. And
ooh,
that day, he's going to hide his face from you. When you get desperate and you call out, oh, Lord, help me, help me. He's gonna hide his face. That's a bad thing, bad place. Instead of the Lord coming to answer you, he's hiding. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You know, you ever, I don't know if you ever played hide and go seek growing up as a child. And instead of your friend running up to you, they're hiding from you. And you calling them and calling them, and they're hiding themselves from you. And some of them were so good that you really had to look for them. You had to call them for a while. And look, and sometimes that your friend would sneak off and go home on you. Go home. They home in the house. And you didn't even think to look there. And God is saying, you treat my people bad, I'm going to hide my face from you when you need me. Read.
Verse 5 says, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err.
Look at that. There it is. See? I'm telling you. There it is. Go ahead.
It says, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err and bite with their teeth and cry. Teeth. And he that putteth not unto their mouth have war against him.
You have to remember, certain times prophets is prophet. Prophesy means preach.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a dual meaning in the word of God. Prophesy is to proclaim the word, to preach the word. And I was telling you, You have today, 2018, you got preachers that are making people to error. Why? Because they don't tell them the truth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're causing the people to error.
They bite. And they cry peace.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. And he that not into their mouth, they even prepare war against him.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. How many people are upset, call themselves being upset with God? Because some false prophet lied a lie to them, and they saying God did not do what he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God did not say he was going to do it. The prophet said, the preacher told you. And now you make the people error because you, preacher, make the people think God is a liar. Dare you? How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
When people believe that God is a liar, then Let every word, let the word of God be true, and every man be a liar.
Oh, yeah.
The word of God. Because if God said it, it got to happen. Got to come to pass.
Amen.
And this is because you people are prophesying and saying God said when he didn't. And now people walking around, I don't believe in God. Because why? Because he said he was going to do something. Preacher told me, he said he was going to bless me, and he didn't. Preacher said in 5 days, God gonna, and so God is a liar. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, man. No, man. No, man. God didn't say that. If he didn't say it, you don't have to back it up.
That's right.
He's only committed to his word.
Amen. Amen.
Let's go. Let's go. We're going. I just wanted to throw that in. No. Wait. Wait a minute. Okay, let's stay there for a minute. Let's finish read some more, Lady A, please.
Verse 6 says, therefore a night shall be unto you that ye shall not have a vision. It shall be dark unto you that ye shall not divine. Sun shall go down over the prophet, and the day shall be dark over them.
Look at that. Look at that. God said, I'm gonna take the prophecy out of your mouth. I'm going to make you like a blind man. You will not be able to see what the prophet is supposed to see. You're going to be walking around groping like you're a blind man because you have no vision. And how many prophets today you see are trying to steal prophet through prophecy and have no vision and don't have a word? Don't have a right now word from God. They're still trying to prophesy that old foolishness that didn't work then is not working now.
Out of mercy.
7th verse.
Then shall the seers be a shame, and the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer from God.
Look at that. God is going to embarrass you. God is going to embarrass you. He's going to let you get up. He's going to let you call people out. And they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you, false prophet. I don't receive that. God didn't say that. In the middle of you prophesying, God is going to embarrass you. Why? You pulling the cover off you.
That's gonna be a day, boy. They'll be going to run on the rock. Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment, and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin.
See, this is what we're supposed to be preaching. Cry loud, spare not. Show my people. Tell my people. This is what God, excuse me, this is what God is saying now. Prepare my people for my return. Tell them, cry loud. Put the word out there. No matter what they say, who invites you or who don't invite you? put the word out there. Let's go to Ezekiel 33.
3 and.
Let's start at the first verse.
Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watch.
Look at that. Like I said, you don't hide nothing. You're putting it out there. You're setting watchmen. He takes no pleasure. We're going to see that in a minute. He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So he is speaking. He is talking loud. I'm out of your sin. I had a couple of experiences. And I'm seeing sinners, people, in I mean, like, no shame in their sin. They're sinning to the utmost, to the max. The bigger the sin, the more people indulge in it. No regard for God. No regard for the things of God. Watch this. No knowledge of God. That's the big key. No knowledge of God. And we in church are keeping, watch this. This is the problem, y'all. This is the problem. The church is keeping their mouth closed about sin. We don't want to preach sin no more. We don't want to talk about sin because we want packed houses. We want full offering plates. So we don't tell people about their sin no more. Most don't. Most churches, they don't. They don't tell the people to come out of their sin. They tell the people, stay in your sin. Just keep coming to church. Stay in your sin. Just keep giving the offer. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blows the trumpet and warns the people. Then,
this is what the watchman is supposed to be doing. This is his job. When you see the enemy coming, you blow the trumpet to warn the people.
Yep.
Don't just sit there, be quiet, and the people are ambushed because you wouldn't open your mouth, you wouldn't blow the trumpet. You wouldn't give the sign, the signal, get ready, he's coming. So when this stuff happens,
mm-hmm.
Oh boy, I hear you, Holy Ghost. I hear you, Holy Ghost. I hear you. 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 He's so green. He is so green. Because we refuse to tell people about what God requires, what God wants, the things of God. We refuse to tell them. For what? For the sake of a packed house. For the sake of people sitting in the chair. For the sake of a good offering. A good offering in the packed house means more to you than soul. Read.
Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword comes and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head.
Wait a minute, Lady A. Wait a minute. Go back to Micah 3, please, for a minute. Micah 3. Where it says about the prophet making the people err.
But that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, teeth. And he
experienced the other night. And I was kind of waiting because I invited some friends of mine to participate. And so that we could share an experience that we had the other night with a young man. And it was a sad, sad experience. Because this young man grew up in church. Know the things of God, have preached the gospel, have ministered and prophesied to people. It was preachers. Preachers who fed him all kind of foolishness that threw him off. Somebody told him there are other gods that created the heaven and the earth. There was more than one God.
Yeah.
Somebody told him that he could be a mason. I mean, and he's a preacher feeding this young man this stuff. Making the people. This is what's going on today. Preachers are feeding people stuff and making them to believe and making them to think that it's okay to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. And you tell me we don't need watchmen? The watchmen need to get back on his job. Watchmen need to get back to work, get back focus of the things of God.
Mm.
I can't believe it. You're supposed to go to church for the truth. You're supposed to hear the truth from the preacher. And instead, he's feeding you foolish lies.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving you false hope, false direction.
Mm-hmm.
The watchman. The preacher, the church.
Mm.
You tell me, preacher, God would rather for you to be rich and go to hell than to be holy and go to heaven.
Say that again.
Huh?
Say that again. Did you say that right?
Say it again.
Say that again. Did you say that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I said it right. God would rather for you to be rich and go to hell. That's what's being preached.
But that ain't this, what God's rather for you to be.
This word of prosperity is telling people all you got to do is to be rich. God ain't worried about your soul.
But that's not God, that's the devil.
Well,
the devil will be rich and go to hell.
Who are you expecting to hear from? You're expecting to hear from God when you go to church. The average sheep.
Yeah.
The average sheep go to church to hear from God.
Yeah.
They don't discern this is the devil speaking. They just figure it's God. It's the word of God.
But in all actuality, if God is not, don't want you rich and go to hell.
No, he don't. This is what they're telling people. Because that's what people want to hear. They don't want to hear about their souls. Their souls come out of your sin. They want to hear, how can I be wealthy? How can I be rich? How can I be an entrepreneur? What must I do for to feed my flesh and not my spirit, not my soul? And it is a blatant lie against the word of God, spoken by Jesus himself. What does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Jesus said that. So that shows me where Jesus' priorities are. It's not in your wealth, it's in your soul.
Right.
He would rather for you to come to heaven and be with him rather than for you to be rich.
Right. That ain't the way you said that. It don't.
And that's the way I meant it, because that's the way they say it.
But that's what they're saying, but you can't say it that way because people take it literally that God wants them to be rich and go to hell, and that is not true.
But that's the way it's taught. That's the way they're teaching it.
But
it's more important for you to be rich than to go to heaven. It's more important for you to be rich than to go and live the life that God requires. That's the word.
But,
that's the teaching.
Okay.
That's the error.
Right. It is error, but you got to word it that the devil would rather for you to be rich and go to hell. Because God don't want you rich and going to hell. God wants you rich. I mean, rich, whatever riches is considered being in eternity with God. And because he tell you, lay not up for yourself as treasures and stuff on earth, you know, where moth and all that comes in and rust, and then you're going to leave all that stuff here anyway. So it ain't God really promoting you to be rich. It's the devil promoting you to be rich. Because if he can get you sidetracked with riches and with stuff, the lust of the eye and all this stuff you see with your eyes you want, you know, you'll step on and do whatever you can to get and maintain these riches, but in the meantime, you're losing your soul.
See,
and God don't want you to lose your soul for stuff.
This is it. You know the truth. But the sheep don't know the truth. The sheep, when they come to church, all they hear is what that preacher said. My pastor told me God want me wealthy. My pastor told me you'll preach an hour about wealth and don't mention your soul. You do a 7-part series. 7 weeks you'll preach on wealth. And never say anything about your soul, the condition of your soul. You have a house full of sinners and never tell them to come out of their sin because you want to talk about wealth and prosperity.
Okay, but say the pastor. Say the pastor. Pastor won't be here. It ain't God.
Pastor.
That's what I'm saying.
That is the pastor doing that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The pastor's saying. Okay.
Yeah. Making the people error.
Yeah.
Making the people error.
Yeah.
By not telling them the conditions of their soul.
Right.
By not telling them what God wants.
Right.
By prophesying and telling them what they want to hear and not what they need to hear. Hold it. Okay. You the adult. Don't you tell me your child gonna walk up to you and tell you what they need to eat. And you said, go ahead then. Go ahead. Well, I want McDonald's. Yeah, all right. You can't feed that child 7 days a week McDonald's and plan to have a sound, strong child. The parent got to say sometimes, oh, no McDonald's tonight. No Burger King tonight. We're going to have vegetables and starch and protein and what you need. That's what we're going to have tonight.
Yep.
That's the parent's job. Train up a child in the way it should go so that when they get old, it will not depart from him.
Right.
Your child cannot grow up on cake and ice cream and candy.
Nope.
Why? It's going to mess up his teeth. It's going to mess up his body. He's going to have sugar diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have all kind of sicknesses in his body, diseases. Why? Because he was not nurtured and trained and what he needs to have.
Right.
Uh-oh. That's why you got so many people in church sick with diseases. Spiritual disease. Spiritual sick. Let's stay with 33 for a few minutes.
I mean, we're going back to Ezekiel. Okay.
Ezekiel 33.
He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul.
Read.
But if the watchman sees the sword coming and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require as the watchman thinks.
You know, you heard me say in the beginning of the broadcast, this is watching Apostle Stephen Allen. God has called me to be the watchman. Not the only watchman, but to be a watchman over his people. Watch and tell them, warn the people. Tell them. And right there, we just read, he said, if you don't do it, their blood will be on my head. I don't want your blood on my head. I don't want your blood. It's easier for me to tell you than for me not to tell you. And your blood be on, well, he said he was a watchman, Apostle Stephen Avenger, but he would not tell me. I'm in trouble now because I refuse to tell the people what God wants them to know. I literally disobeyed the will and the word of God. Walking in disobedience. I'll tell you what. Let's go to Galatians.
Galatians. Chapter 5 and
the first verse.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
God, Jesus, has rescued us out of prison, the bondage of sin. He rescued us. He redeemed us. So that we don't have to be. And you ought to, I've never seen people come out of prison sad. I've never seen people come out of prison sad. They always was happy to get out of prison.
Yeah.
And most people, when they get out of prison, they try to stay out for at least a little while. That's most people. That's most people. Christ has made us free. And be not. Don't go back to prison. Once God has set you free, don't go back to the stuff that he set you free from.
Amen.
To the things that God has set you free from.
Amen.
Any man be in Christ, he's what? A new creature. All things that passed away. So he's taken on all that stuff. And for you to keep on practicing that old man, you're messing the word of God up. Because you're supposed to be a new man. You're supposed to be a new creature. Your practices are supposed to be new. Your life supposed to be new.
Amen.
Your mindset supposed to be new.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, well, the devil going to try you. He going to try you. But you have to. You have to say no. You have to make a choice. I'm not going back there. I'm not going to return back to this again.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Second verse.
Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing.
Look at that. Look at that. Go ahead.
For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to the whole law.
Read.
Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace.
You've been saved from the law. You don't have to worry about the law. God has redeemed you from the law. Stop trying to live according to the law, because you can't do it. It's impossible to do. It is impossible to do. Why do you say that? Because when you try to keep one, you're breaking 10 more. And if you break one, you break them all, Jesus said. It's not possible. I'm not saying it's not impossible. It's impossible to live without sin. I'm not saying that. I'm saying to live according to the law. There were 10 laws. There were 10 laws given by God. But when man got finished with them, it was over 600. Because everything you did was wrong. And you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. It was impossible. So you don't have to worry about the law. We are free. God has made us free, and be not entangled. Stand for, stand fast. The scripture, go back up. Stand fast in the liberty, in knowing that you're free.
Mm-hmm.
Stand right there. That's all you need to know, is that you're free. God has made you free. Read.
But we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Look at that. Righteousness by faith. Read. Six.
You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
I see you now. You threw me off a little bit for a minute. Seventh verse. You did. That's what I was saying about young man. Who hindered you? Who told you this other stuff? Who filled your head with these other doctrines? Doctrines of the devil. Who told you that there's another God? Who told you that you can be a Mason? Who told you that you can live in sin? Who told you about the zodiac and the stars and the planets and everything? Who told you all this stuff? That you would walk away from the truth and follow these things. For real? For real? You got the word. Read.
I want to say something like that. I think.
Read.
When it
go
said
ahead.
That, that's why you cannot totally put your total confidence in a man. Our confidence has to be totally in the Word of God. And I have been persuaded that it has been down through the years, even I've been in different ministries, and you see stuff that don't look right, you know, it don't look right. And if you have taken any time at all and have sit down and when you first get saved and put yourself on some type of reading and study plan of the Bible where you can read the Word of God for yourself, I am convinced the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, will bring this Word to you. You may, it's like some people say, I know I heard that scripture. I know it's in the Bible, but I may not know where it is. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have to be responsible for what God has given you. You got to be, I feel, in this day and time that we live in, you got to be a protector of your salvation that God has given you. You got to be a protector. You got to get in the Word. You got to read, and you got to pray. And most people too busy, they don't set up boundaries around the Word of God and their spirit. Let me say, their spiritual life, they don't set up boundaries around it. And so to learn and to learn the Word of God, to hear the Word of God, because the enemy will make sure you stay so busy. Like I said, you did. You started off good. You ran well, but who hindered you? Sometimes we're hindering ourselves because we don't put. If you know you got saved and you know you in this church, you are in fellowship, they're going to be the right hand of fellowship. And you know they have Bible study on Wednesday night. They have evangelistical service maybe on Friday night. And you know they got Sunday school and Sunday morning service. And you know you saved and you love God. And you know, especially during the week now, you know you know you ain't on the money with your reading and getting in the Word of God, then you need to put some, I'm going to Bible study on Wednesday night. I'm going to church on Friday night. I'm going to get myself up out that bed and go to Sunday school on Sunday morning. Who handed you? Sometimes we're sabotaging our own self, sabotaging the salvation that Jesus so graciously got up on that cross and died for each and every one of us. But we're allowing stuff and things and people to hinder the progress that God bringing you out of sin, bringing you into the marvelous light of his salvation, and you're allowing stuff and things and people to hinder your walk. People, pastors, yes, they can get off just like everybody else can get off. And that's why you have, when you hear the Word of God, you got to hear the Word of God with a spiritual ear, and as they say, spit out the bones. Eat the meat and spit out the bones. And I'm saying, we haven't always been in churches where you read in the Word. I have come home from church and had to turn on the TV to try to still get a word to feed my spiritual man. So I don't went to church. I got up and went to church, but somehow or another, I don't know what they was. Did they seek God for a word for the people on Sunday morning? I don't know what it is, but I didn't get nothing from. I didn't hear. I didn't feel no connection or anything. I didn't see nothing. Wasn't nothing that I could take away from the Word of God that I could chew on the rest of the week. And I understand that takes some growth too, but I am just convinced if you get in this Word for yourself, thanks to God, you get in this Word for yourself. You get in here and read and slowly read. And if you got to get two other Bibles to study, then you do what you need to do because you're trying to protect what God has given you. You're trying to stay in there because the enemy, Apostle asked the question, but I ain't going to answer the question. Woo, God. And then, I mean, that almost can go right there. You know, because the devil don't take no time off. Constantly pulling at you from the time you get up to the time you go to bed. He's pulling at you. Now you're too tired to read the Word of God. Now you're too tired to pray, or you start praying and you go to sleep. So you know, you got to take a handle of your life, your salvation, your place that God has given you and brought you out of sin, brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Oh my God, you got to take it. You got to take the handle and you got to put some boundaries in mind. No, I'm going to Bible study. I need to go in here and go with a notepad so you can take notes and you can come back and read it later and ask the Holy Spirit to help you because he is our helper, y'all, here on this earth now. You know that, right? You know Jesus in glory at the right hand of the Father, but the Holy Spirit is down here on earth with us. Y'all know that, right? Okay, he's here to help. So all you got to do is open your mouth. Holy Spirit, help me. And he will help you. But he ain't going to do that if you don't ask him to help you. If you don't say nothing, he can't do nothing. He got to sit there and let you go your way until you open your mouth and say, Holy Spirit, I need your help. And when you ask him, he'll help you. I'm a witness. He will help you. He'll help you understand the Word of God. Oh, yes, he will. Who handed you? Oh, you did run well, or you running well, but you're fizzing out. And God don't want you fizzing out. And if you come to a place and you realize you're fizzing out, then you need to say, Lord, forgive me. I need you to help me. Because I ain't getting nothing out of that message on Sunday. But if he gave the scripture, take the scripture and go sit down and look it up and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Help me to understand. Because he is the only one that can give you understanding. Holy Spirit can give you understanding. People can give you opinion on the word, but the Holy Spirit will give you understanding of his word. Praise the Lord.
Preach it, Lydia. Thank God. Thank God for those words of life and clarity. That's what we want to do. We want to give you clarity. We want you to fully understand take out all the complications and give you the bare facts.
Amen.
Should not obey the truth. Who did that to you? Who did that to you?
Mm.
Who turned your mind around? Who turned your head around? That now you was obeying the truth. Now you have stopped obeying the truth. Eighth verse.
This persuasion coming not of him that calleth you, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.
Wait. Don't miss that. This persuasion did not come to you that calleth you. Jesus didn't tell you to disobey the truth. Jesus did not tell you to err. Jesus did not make you fall and turn from what you know was right. It wasn't Jesus. It wasn't Jesus. You can't say it was. You can't say it was. Because he don't do that. It's more important, as I was saying earlier, it's more important that you walk upright before him than anything else in the world.
Amen.
Amen.
A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.
A little. It don't take a lot. It won't take a lot. It just takes a little bit of condescending. A little bit of foolishness to throw the whole thing off. A little less. A little leaven will show up in the whole lump. The whole lump. A little lie will show up. A little lie will show you wrong. Persuade you not to do right. A little sin will keep you out of heaven. A little sin in your life is enough to keep the whole man out of heaven. Notice what I said. A little sin in your life is enough to keep you out of heaven. Take verse.
I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be.
Whoever did that to you is going to pay for it. Whoever turned your mind and turned your head and turned your focus in your direction from God is going to pay for it. Whatever preacher told you that lie, he's going to pay for it. Eleven.
And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the false seed.
Look at that. I preached something wrong. I shouldn't be condemned. Because why? We're saved by the cross. It's the cross. It's the blood of Jesus. This is what I'm supposed to be preaching. This is what I'm supposed to be focusing you on. This is what you are saved from. Your sin. What Jesus did, what? He died on the cross. Well, okay, here we go. We're coming up to Easter, Resurrection Sunday. And it was the action on the cross that delivered us, that redeemed us, that saved us. It was the precious blood of Jesus that saved us. Not the blood of goat, not the blood of bulls and animals, but it was the blood of a man named Jesus.
And I, brethren, if I yet put circumcision, why do I not yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Let's go to 1 Peter 5. God bless you, my sister, 813. Good to see you in the service tonight. We're going to 1 Peter 5, and let's start at the first verse.
1 Peter 5 and 1, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Look at that. Look at that. The glory that shall be revealed. Second verse, read.
Feed the flock of God which is among you. Take the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind.
Uh-oh. See? There it is. Don't preach for money. Don't preach for a packed house. But tell the people the truth. Feed the flock of God, which is among these people that listen to this broadcast. I am to feed you the word of God. These people that come to your churches and in your services, you are to feed them the word of God. This is why they come, so that we may feed them what? God's word. And God, watch this, whether or not you know it or not, God is going to hold you responsible for what you feed them. Oh, preacher. Oh, pastor. Oh, so-called bishop. Oh, so-called apostle. God is going to he's going to hold you responsible for what you feed his people. Whether or not you feed them the truth or you feed them a lie. Or you feed them something that makes them jump and shout and feel good. Feed them the truth that make them go home and change. And change their life to the life of holiness. Not by constraint. Don't hold the people hostage. But feed them. Tell them the truth. Not for an offering. Not because you got in the back of your mind, I need some money. And if I tell them, they're going to give me no money. If I tell them the truth, they're going to withhold. So what? The money is mine, God said. The silver is mine. The gold is mine. Tell Tell him. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna show you how that. I'm gonna show you that works. We went out. Lady A, I had a preaching engagement. We went to the church and preached the word of God. Yes, they took up an offering, but because I preached the truth, don't you know other people, after the offering was taken up, after the church service was taken up, people came to us and stuck money in our hand because we trust God. Not an offering plate. Not withholding the truth because you want a big offering. But telling the people the truth. I love you enough to tell you the truth. I love you enough not to withhold the truth from you. Preacher, why wouldn't you tell? Why didn't you tell me, preacher? You should have told me. Third verse, maybe.
Neither as being Lord over God's heritage, but being an example, ensample to the flock.
That's it. Don't do as I say do. Do as I do. This is it. Don't be no superstar over the people. Don't be untouchable over the people. But show them and teach them and live. Live the life that is supposed to be lived before the people. I was telling you earlier, Lady A found this video. And these preachers of a well-known church, they acted so against the Bible. I'm telling you that their action on that video, that even so, the person said, is this the way I'm supposed to be doing it? Is this the way? I thought you were supposed to be treating me this way. But instead, you're treating me this way. People are looking for example. People are looking for the truth to be told. People are looking for holiness. Everybody don't want to go to hell. Somebody want to go to heaven. Somebody want to know the truth. Somebody want to know, how can I do it? Show me. Don't just tell me, but show me. God bless you, 813. Your mic is open. Would you like to have word?
Well, thank God for the word. I came out late, but that's all right. I said, Peter, I was just looking in the reference. I said, with 5 Peter, the third verse, I said, even Peter himself was told by the risen Savior, the risen Lord, to feed the flocks with the word, the pure word. We need the word so it could keep us. That if we go out of the word, beside it is no life in that. We have to stick with the word. With the word, teach it with love, like you said. I'm really enjoying this part that I hear, you know. And I thank God for the word. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say. And I'm trying my best to, when I teach my children, to feed them with the word of God, you know, the true word, so they can be saved.
Yes, ma'am. That's it. That's it.
That's right.
That's
our, don't sugar
our purpose for being here.
Amen.
So that people can be, and they can hear the honest truth of the word. Lady A.
Truth.
Okay. God bless you. This is Apostle Watchman Apostle Stephen Amaker, and you have tuned in to the Deliverance by Faith radio service.
Thank you, Lord.
And pray that what we have said has ministered, blessed you. And even if you go back and hear the archive, this broadcast,
amen,
the whole lesson, and it ministers to you. Would you like to see something else there?
God bless you. I just came in, and I was trying to get here earlier when I just came. But I thank God because this is what we need. The word is going to keep me from, you know, from sin. Like you said, a little sin, and you go from sin to sin, it gets to be too much. And we don't need to fall in sin and can't get out of sin. We have to turn to the right way, get out of sin, serve the Lord in spirit and in truth with love in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay,
amen.
Thank you for the word. Without the word, I can't live without it. It's a strong power, and every new righteous run into it to be saved. And like Peter said, we got to study to show us, approve us. I try to live by the word every day. God bless you for the word. God bless you for the teaching.
Thank you. Thank you. Lydia, have final words to close us out in prayer, please.
Well, I thank God for the word on tonight. Thank God for His. The Holy Spirit is just awesome all by Himself.
Amen.
I thank Him for understanding of the Word of God. And we hope that, you know, you that are listening, that you hear the Word of God and that you would take the Scriptures and go back over them again. And because the Word is the water. It waters us. And
amen.
The Holy Spirit takes it and He enlightens it and expands on it. No one person has all the words but God Himself.
Amen.
And so the word, when Apostle and I, you know, speak or say things in the word, then the Holy Spirit can take that same scripture and expand on it more to you, give you more enlightenment on it. And so Apostle did ask a question about sin at the beginning, and that sin, their answer is that sin never takes a day off. It's minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day. He never gets off of his job and doing what he's doing. He's always there to try to stumble us up, trip us up, cause us to think wrong things, cause us to do or say something the wrong way. And that's why the Bible said that's why we have to repent of our sins every day. Because we say or do something every day that's against the word of God. But God is being our advocate. He is the one that has given us an out. He's given us a way when we mess up. And all we have to do is repent and turn and don't do it no more. That's all we have to do. He made it so easy, but sometimes people have made it so hard. And when we fall, when we get up, and he brushes off, and guess what? He's continuing on loving us. And so I just thank and praise God for His word tonight, because His word is what's going to keep us. His word is what saves us from the beginning. His word is what's going to continue to keep us day in and day out. When the enemy come in with something negative, we can counteract it with the word of God. He may come and punch us with a negative, but we can come back and punch him with the positive word, casting down imagination. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we have weapons that we can use. We have to know that God has given us an arsenal. He has given us His word. He has given us the name of Jesus. Oh,
amen.
My God, He has given us the blood. We got weapons. We got arsenal. We got things that we can combat sin with. God has given that to us. But guess what? The enemy will play on you not knowing, and you don't remember, and you ain't studied enough to try to remember, but you got to, they said, who hindered you? That was one of the scriptures. Who hindered you? So you can't allow self to hinder you. You got to get in the Word so you will know what the Word of God says. So when the enemy comes in and bring the negative things, we know how to take the positive Word of God and come back, and it lifts us up even higher. Because God is about lifting. He is not about oppressing us. He is about lifting us up and making us, because the Bible says sanctify yourself. You got to do that. You got to get yourself into the Word. You got to get yourself into prayer. You got to do what you need to be doing and access the things, the Word of God that He has given us. And when we try to do other things other than what He give us, then we're going to mess up. Stuff ain't going to work right. If we do anything other than what His Word, because His Word gives us instruction. I heard my friend say, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. You got to study the Word. You got to get into the Word of God to know it for yourself. I just thank and praise God on tonight for the Word. I thank and praise God for our sister coming in on tonight. I just thank and praise God for everything. Thank God for this Holy Week. Thanking God for Good Friday coming. He got up, y'all. He didn't stay there. He got up. Hallelujah. With all powers in His hand. And when He got up, man, we have eternal life in Him. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the scriptures have said, man, we got eternal life. If we believe according to the Word, according to the scripture, oh my, we got eternal life in Him. Oh, I just thank God for the Father, thank God for Jesus, and I sure thank Him for the Holy Spirit who is here on this earth to strengthen us, keep us, and to bless us, and oh my God, just to continue to keep lifting us up. Oh, I just thank and praise God. I just love Him on today. I appreciate Him for who He is in my life, and I know you appreciate Him for who He is in your life. Thank Him for His provision, making a way for us. He just does so many awesome things for His children. Oh, but you got to be in Christ. Oh, my God. You got to be in Christ. Oh, come on. We got to be in Christ. Oh, I just thank God. Thank God. Thank God for everything. And wishing all of you a happy Resurrection Sunday. Because you got to. The world. Look at it. That Easter bunny grass. And, you know, all this, you know, the world and stuff. But you know we are spiritual. We are His children. We know it's happy resurrection. When somebody say happy Easter, I say happy resurrection. Because I want you to know He got up. Hallelujah. He ain't on that cross around your neck. And He ain't still hanging up there. He got off that cross. Hallelujah. He got off. Hallelujah. So we say happy resurrection day. Happy resurrection Sunday. Because He got up. I want you to know He got up. Hallelujah. Happy Resurrection Sunday to each and every one of you on this week. May the Lord continue to bless you and keep you and strengthen you as you go on this weekend and as you enjoy this Resurrection weekend. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.